Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Samech Vav, Kiddushin 66a, pagination is 131. We have a story over here regarding Yanai HaMelech, who was a descendant of the house of Chashmonai, and we know that the Chashmonaim, at the time of the story of Hanukkah, were Kohanim by birth, and they took upon themselves Jewish leadership as well and appointed themselves the kings. There was historically resentment about what they did, that they took over royalty from the house of David, but that was historically what occurred, and Yanai was both the Kohen and the Melech. About midway on the page, at the end of a line, Ma'aseh b'Yanai HaMelech. There was a story regarding Yanai HaMelech. Shalach l'kuchlis, he went to a certain place, Shebemidbar, v'kivei sham shishim krochim, and he conquered. Uvachazoroso, as he came back, hayosameach simcha gedola, he was very happy. V'kara l'chol chachma Yisrael, and he called the sages of Israel to celebrate with him. Amalohem, and he said, Avosenu hayo ochlem meluchim bizman shayu asukim bevinyan beis hamikdash. Our ancestors were poor, and they ate simple food when they were building the beis hamikdash. Afanu nocham meluchim zecher la'avosenu. Let us eat that same type of food as a remembrance, as a commemoration of how they struggled, and to appreciate that we have it good. This would seem to be a bit reminiscent of eating maror on Seder night, despite all the trappings of royalty that we display. Says the Gemara, V'he'elu meluchim al shulchano shel zahav ve'achlu. Indeed, they brought up these foods, and they ate them on golden tables. The contrast, presumably, was very stark, but that's what he had in mind. V'hoya sham echod ish leitz leiv ra uvelia'al. There was over there a person who was a joker of bad heart and rebellious. Interesting that the Gemara should pin him with all three titles. Ve'elazar ben Po'ira Shemo, this was his name, and he did something terrible in terms of riling Yanai HaMelech up to cause destruction. Ve'yomer Elazar ben Po'ira le'Yanai HaMelech, he said, Yanai HaMelech, libam shel prushim alecha, the hearts of the loyalists to Torah, the sages, the people into tradition, they are against you. Oma ase, how could I expose them? Hakem lehem betzitz shebeinei necha, put the tzitz on, that's one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, and you'll see their reaction. Hikim lehem betzitz shebeinei nav, he did so. Hayasham zaken echad, there was a certain elder, v'Yehuda ben Gididya shemo, and this person, Vayoma Yehuda ben Gedidya, Yanai HaMelech, he told Yanai HaMelech, Rav loch keser malchus, it's enough that you have kingship, hanach keser kuhuna lezara shel Aaron, you should really leave the kuhuna to the children of Aaron. Shehayu omrim, because they were saying, there was a rumor, imo nishbes bimodiim, that Yanai's mother had been captured by the non-Jews, and once she was in the control of the non-Jews, captured, she's not permitted to a Kohen, and therefore, when his father married her, he was marrying her improperly, and therefore Yanai's yichus, his lineage, was thrown into question, and therefore he should not be a Kohen. Vayivukash hadavar v'lo nimtza. They checked into this issue. They subjected Yanai to an investigation, and they couldn't find anything to object to his parents' marriage. Nevertheless, this entire involvement, Vayibadlu Chachma Yisrael Bezam, the sages separated from Yanai under Yanai's wrath. He was very angry with them. Now, just as an aside, it's very interesting that in the past, the complaint against the house of Chashmonai was, we recognize you as Kohanim, but what are you doing with the monarchy? Over here, this Yehuda ben Gedidya was saying, you want the monarchy? Monarchy doesn't need perfect yichus of lineage to be a Kohen. That's his argument. But to be a Kohen, you can't do that. You're not qualified because your parents' marriage was not fitting for the kahuna. In any case, Vayomer Elozer ben Po'ira liYanai HaMelech, this person who riled Yanai HaMelech up, tells him, Yanai HaMelech hedyot shebiYisrael kachu dino. By the average Jew, we could debate whether that's proper to be disgraced as you were. But va'ata melech v'kohen gadol, kachu dincha. You're a king, you're a kohen gadol. How could they treat you like this? Realize that Yanai HaMelech on his own might have been respectful of the other branch of leadership. He's a Kohen, he's a Melech, but these are the sages and the Jewish people. They're respected. But he has this person making all these comments. So he asks, Suma Esa, what should I do? And he tells him, Imata Shemeya La'etzasi, if you listen to what I'm telling you, Romsein, destroy them. Kill the sages. So Yanai HaMelech perceptively asked, V'tora matahe ole, what's going to be with Torah if I destroy them? And this man answered, Hare kerucha umenachas bekeren zovis. We have the scrolls, we have the books, we'll put them in a corner, and whoever wants, kalarotza lilmod, yovo v'yilmod, anybody who wants to learn will be able to learn. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak commented, Miyad Nizrika bo apikursus, that is a statement of heresy. It's totally against everything that Judaism stands for, because it's a living religion. Davale lemeimar, Yanai should have responded, if he was perceptive enough, Teinech Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh Mai, I understand the written law people can study, but the oral law, the tradition, how to understand the written law and all of the traditions, that cannot be achieved from text. It has to be transmitted from a person. Miyad, Vatutza Tzara, Ayidei Elazar ben Po'ira, this man influenced Yanai HaMelech, Vayargu Kol Chachma Yisrael, and he destroyed the sages. Vayaha'ola Mishtomeim, and the world was desolate from Torah. Achaba Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach was a survivor of this incident, and he was a leading sage of the generation. And as the survivor, v'hichsiras haTorah liYushna, he was able to restore Torah to its proper glory by teaching and by reestablishing the scholarship of Torah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.